Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Good morning and welcome to Breakfast Business, and thank you to Shane Beattie. It is Wednesday, the 4th of March at 6:31. Coming up on today's show, we'll be talking about exporters getting refunds from America on tariffs that they paid following the Supreme Court decision. And we'll be looking at venture capital and investing in Irish startups and all the markets, as usual, in all of their nuttiness over the past few days. You can email us, business@newstalk.com. But first, let's have a look at the main business stories in the newspapers and websites. Joe Brennan in the Irish Times reports that the government has decided to nominate the central bank governor, Gabriel McClough, for a second term, following heightened speculation in recent times over whether it would seek to open a competition to find a new head of the central bank. The Department of Finance confirmed that the government officially nominated McClough on foot of a proposal from the finance minister, Simon Harris. Reuters reports that Qatar Energy announced that it was stopping production of some downstream products in Qatar, including urea, polymers, methanol, aluminium and other products. It comes as after Qatar Energy's announcement regarding the halting of production in liquefied natural gas and associated products following Iran's attacks on its facilities in Ras Laffan. Fiacra Gallagher in the Irish Times reports that TikTok's challenge to the Data Protection Commission's finding that the social media giant had breached privacy laws in transferring European users' personal data to China has opened before the High Court. In April last year, following a lengthy investigation, the DPC concluded that TikTok had breached the EU's GDPR rules in sending the information to China to be assessed by engineers, along with orders directing TikTok to suspend the data transfers and ensure compliance with data privacy laws. The DPC also imposed a fine of €530 million. In its High Court action, TikTok denies that it breached privacy regulations and says it believes it had complied with its obligations. And Reuters reports that Russia's central bank said that it had submitted a claim to the Luxembourg-based General Court of the European Union, challenging a move made in December to freeze its assets in Europe indefinitely. The central bank estimates that around $300 billion of Russian sovereign funds have been frozen by Western countries. Most of those assets are frozen in Europe and held by the Belgian depository Euroclear. The central bank filed a lawsuit in Moscow last December seeking $230 billion in damages from Euroclear in response to the indefinite freeze and to proposals to confiscate the assets to fund Ukraine, which have not materialized yet.
Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.